Welcome to season 3 of the Salon Professional Podcast. Thank you so much for joining us today. And if you love this episode, please be sure to kindly leave us a review. Welcome to the Salon Professional Podcast. And we have an exciting episode today with Mr. Tyler Murphy, director. It's like a big title of Solve Beauty Brands. And we are going to solve, pun is intended. We are here solving your social struggles.
That is exactly what we're here to do today.
Lisa. And the pun is intended. And we have a program that we're going to share with you that you're going to be really excited about to really help solve your social struggles. But we want to talk about first the need for social media and what we're hearing out in the field from our salons. So when you're talking to salons, Tyler, what are the biggest challenges you're hearing when it comes to social media marketing for the salon business?
Yeah, well, I think if you even just take the salon industry from a bird's eye view and you were to ask any salon owner in the industry, what is the biggest problem that you face today? You're going to get one of two responses. It's either going to be a hiring struggle or it's going to be a struggle keeping up and managing social media. And I think what I'm really excited about is that I think that we've really found a great way to be able to simplify social media for salon owners and give them a turnkey opportunity to, you know, at the end of the day, set it and forget it, for lack of a better term.
Yes. And we want to point out that it is really important that your salon has a brand voice, that your salon is utilizing social media, because people and potential customers are going to your social channels before they're doing business with you. They're going to your website, they're Googling you, they're checking reviews. All of that stuff is occurring before they commit to going to your space. So if the salon down the street has better marketing, they're probably going to be the salon of choice for those new clients. Do you agree?
Absolutely. I think that having an active social media platform gives the consumer the validity that they need to actually step through the door and sit down in your chair and receive a service from you.
Absolutely. So we're going to present something to you that's pretty awesome, that's going to help be a part of your social planning. But I want to give you some tips first that can really help you. So the first thing you want to do is outline your content buckets, like what types of content you want to post. And you're really going to be able to do that by deciding the types of clients you want to attract. So you have to start like thinking about your ideal clients, what kind of business you are, like what kinds of services you offer, and you really want to speak to that person, that sort of customer avatar. You want to come up with a plan. So if your plan is you're like, I want to have 5 social media posts going out a week, that means you need 5 pieces of content per week and about 20 to 25 pieces of content per month. And you need to figure out your mix. So if you're a salon, an average salon that has, like, let's say 3 stylists, and that's small, right? So let's say you have 3 stylists. If each of those stylists took a quick video and 1 picture a week, you would be able to fill your content calendar coupled with what we're going to share with you for the month. Like, amazing. You could have stories, you could have reels and TikToks, and then this great advertising that we're going to share with you right now. So I really simplified that down. And if you want more information about that, you know what? You just leave a comment on this podcast and you message us and we will definitely get back to you and help you out with that. We've got a lot of podcast episodes about marketing, but just drill it down and simplify it like that. Like, think in terms of content. Like, how many pieces of content do I need? So now, Tyler is going to take it away and share how we're going to share content with you. So we're going to make it even easier when it comes to your brands and the different products you have in your salon. So tell me about the program we're offering.
Yeah.
So, and what it costs. What does it cost, first of all?
Well, I guess we can start with that. This is something that for our partner salons, our Evolve partner salons, they do not pay anything.
This is free.
For this service. Okay. It's absolutely free to them. And it's something that at the end of the day, right, social media is facing 2 issues for the salon. It's either going to be super time consuming for themselves, mm-hmm. if they're not following the tips that you just gave them, right? Planning, utilizing all of the resources that they have at their disposal from within the salon, which can be a lot to organize. So it's either time consuming or it's very costly, right? You can go out to social media management companies, and you know, those are never cheap. It is an alternative. It's a way for you to have that accessibility and that larger platform through these social channels. But again, you're either going to be paying a ton of money or you're going to be spending a ton of time. And I'm really excited that this is a solution to both of those issues. And it's called Encore Digital Marketing. It's something, like I said, that we offer to all of our Evolve Salon partners. And it is...
Join the club, people. We've got a partner program. You can join our partner program and get this for free. I mean, there's a lot of other perks to being a partner, but this is a big one to help, like, support your overall social media goals.
Absolutely. And it gives you the ability to do a lot through social media, both through Facebook, Instagram, Twitter. It even encompasses email marketing if that's something that you're feeling, you know, really, really strongly about and you want to use that as a platform to market to your clients.
Email marketing. Your clients should be getting a monthly email of what's happening in your salon. Invite them in. Invite them into the space, like, through this email. Let them know the happenings and the promotions and the services they need and hair tips. So you should be utilizing email marketing.
Yeah. And I think, you know, I think that the more channels that you're communicating with your customers through, the better, obviously. And this, like I said, it gives you the ability to do it all. So Encore, we've partnered with a company called PromoBox. And PromoBox gives salons and retailers the ability to have everything that they need to be successful utilizing social media platforms at their fingertips under one roof. It gives you the ability to schedule posts. It gives you the ability to automate posts.
I'm going to take you back a little bit.
Yeah.
When he's saying schedule posts, he's meaning that you can go in, schedule out your social media content, or you can automate it. So PromoBox just automatically posts to your Facebook. This type of content, though, is going to be all very brand specific. This is to drive your retail and your treatments and things, right?
Sure. So yeah, so there's a balance between more branded and non-branded posts. Okay. So what we've been doing currently is there are obviously some branded posts that are specific to individual brands to help promote and increase the sell-through within your retail area. But there's also less brand specific, really focused on grabbing the attention of the consumer, whether that be giving them a tip or a trick to how they can, you know, better do their hair at home to achieve a similar look to what you're giving them in the salon, to even doing things like booking online, which we, you know, it's 2022. I highly, highly encourage that if your salon does not yet offer online booking, at least start looking into options.
Even book anywhere if I can't online book. When I leave my salon, they're like, do you want to pre-book? I'm like, I'm just going online because I can have my schedule in front of me. Like, I can't even, and if you guys saw me, you wouldn't believe this. I'm 46 years old because my skin is like butter. So you wouldn't even believe it. But I'm 46 years old, so I'm not like 20, right? And I will not, like, I have to pre-book. I mean, online book.
Yeah.
Like, I have to.
And not to mention, I mean, obviously it's a convenience factor, but it's also all of the studies actually indicate that your clients want to come in more frequently. And the studies show that when you offer online booking, your clients come in some cases a week or even 2 weeks before you would typically book them, right? On that 6 week cycle, which is where a lot of salons are booking. Well, the difference between a week and 2 weeks is
I'm going to go 7 days.
It's multiple visits a year, right? And that when you
that's look like at four a visits a year
with 200 clients per stylist,
that's
thousands and thousands of dollars every year that's left on the table just because you're not offering online booking. So
these social posts that you're curating for our partners help with everything from brand awareness. So they're seeing the brands that are within the salons. We're sharing hair tips, and then we're also encouraging online booking, online shopping through their own store.
Yep, through their own e-commerce platform with Salon Interactive.
So we've got like a little of everything going on with these posts. So it's a good mix. So what happens? So someone signs up and then they can get these posts automatically to their Facebook page?
Exactly. Yep. So like Lisa and I were kind of talking about, the beauty of automation through a platform like PromoBox is that you're able to ensure that you're remaining consistent, number one, right? So your clients are constantly reminded that you're there, that you exist. They're seeing your content and it's providing them value. But it also is a way for you to take some of the burden from your shoulders in terms of having to constantly be on task, right? And making sure that you yourself are remaining consistent. But the great thing about automation is it's not taking away any of the creative liberties or more, I guess, specific posts that are related more specifically to your salon.
How will I know when a post is going to be automated so I don't post that same day? Is there like a schedule?
There is a schedule. And when you go in, there's a calendar feature that you can click on and it shows you exactly what day, what time specific posts are set to be automated.
So a salon could then go in and fill the other days with their specific content.
Exactly. Those other days are when you know you can post your more hair salon
pictures.
Specific. Your the pictures of the beautiful work that you do, any in-salon promotions.
What if they do ugly work?
Offering.
What if their work is ugly?
If your work is ugly... We have an amazing education academy here at Evolve Salon Systems.
Oh my god, no. I can't be serious all the time. So, okay, no, seriously though, this is really good because they can then fill in with their beautiful content. So now the burden is off them for some stuff. And this also opens up for you to be able to be on stories, reels, other parts of the platforms. And Facebook automation is fabulous. I know people are like, oh, Facebook sucks, it's dead. No, it's still king. It has the most people, and you know you're still scrolling it. It's happening, and you're like you've pointed out, Tyler, the people with the most money are on Facebook.
Yeah. Well, yeah, and it's funny because Lisa and I were having a conversation about this a couple of days ago, and it was this kind of realization that a lot of people in our industry, specifically the beauty industry, the salon industry, they focus more on Instagram because it's trendy, right? It's where a lot of
aesthetically.
It's aesthetic. It's where a lot of the younger consumers and people within the industry are living. But the people who spend the most money within our industry are the older demographic.
Yeah,
and they're
for sure.
Living primarily on Facebook. So by ignoring Facebook, you are absolutely missing out on a huge opportunity to be able to market to the people who are going to spend the most money with you. And so that's definitely a big piece.
And if you don't feel like you want to be on Facebook all the time, this is a great tool to have. But I also love on the Instagram side of things, it's not automated because we are dealing with more of a feed that's aesthetic. So with the Instagram side of things, what you showed me was that the stylists and salon owners can pick and choose what goes out, which is nice. So if you see something that's not really matching your brand or your feed, you don't have to post that.
Yep, absolutely. And I think too, on top of that, to your point, having this type of, whether it's automation through Facebook or even just having these posts at your disposal to be able to push through to your Instagram feed, it gives you as a business owner more time to focus on things like stories, right?
Yeah.
Where people are still looking for that day-to-day, like, right? Like a look behind the scenes of what it's like to actually be in your salon. And so it gives you the freedom to really focus on other parts of social media that you may not have been as heavily focused on in the past.
So if I'm a salon that's pretty good at my social media and I really enjoy the posts that I have, can I sign up for PromoBox and like go in and automate only some things? Like could I unclick things that I don't want, but if I see something cool, I'm like, oh, I want that on my feed? Or is it like, do I have to have everything go out if I choose automation?
You can definitely choose to like unselect a specific post.
Okay,
the
cool.
Great thing about this though is that, you know, we haven't had anybody that has unselected because everything, even within like the branded posts, right?
Mm-hmm.
When you sign up for PromoBox for Encore Digital Marketing, you're checking off what brands you carry. So under the Solve Beauty Brands umbrella, let's say you carry Tribe, Cove, and RPM. Only the posts from those brands will be sent to your feed. You won't actually, you know, have any of the brands that you're not posting, which is another big thing, right? Because we want it to be customized to the salon.
Right.
And the beauty of it too is it is every individual post, for example, through Facebook. You, when you sign up, you actually put your online booking link in. You put your e-commerce link in.
So people are clicking on your specific online booking. Like it's sort of done for you.
It is leading the client directly to your online booking link or directly to your specific e-commerce platform. So it's very curated to be customized to your salon.
But don't be afraid of it though. Like if you're a salon that's really active on social media and have great stuff, you can just go in and say, you know what, I'm going to try one of these posts a week. Just try it. Like mm-hmm. It could be something cool with online booking or something that you haven't made a graphic for or video for. And you're like, oh, I really like that. So don't shy away from it if you feel like you have your social media totally buttoned up, because this will just enhance what you have.
Exactly. And I think that's, you know, the biggest thing that we're trying to get across today is that there is an easier solution out there, right? We want to avoid spending all the money and we want to avoid taking all of the time. And this is exactly what this platform is designed to do. It's designed to make your life easier when it comes to social media.
If you're a salon that's like, I have no presence whatsoever, we put up a Facebook page, this is absolutely for you. At least you will mm-hmm. have something meaningful going out, and then you can get more comfortable with some other things, right? So this is definitely going to help. No matter where you are, this can help. Like if you've got nothing, this is huge. Now you have something. If you're kind of middle of the road, now we're just enhancing what you're doing. And if you are like badass and got it all buttoned up, again, we're just going to be there to enhance what it is you're doing and drive more traffic to your salon, drive more people to want to book with you and to shop with you. So how do we join? How do we join this Partner Plus in this rewards program? How do we become a part of this?
Absolutely. So, Partner salons, Partner Plus salons, those are essentially, you know, we are creating loyalty both ways, right? So the road goes both ways. The salons who are the most loyal to us at Evolve Salon Systems and Solve Beauty Brands are receiving a number of added benefits. And I would highly encourage you, if you're not a partner salon or if you don't know enough about the program, reach out to your DSC, reach out to us at Evolve. You can reach out to me, Tyler M. at EvolveSalonSystems.com. And it's really a great way to create consistency and really just have an added layer of support to you as a business owner and a salon professional.
And so to get signed up, if somebody's already doing business with us, their sales consultant will walk them through that.
They absolutely will. And the other option, as long as you are an Evolve Partner Salon, you can go to evolvesalonsocial.com and you can sign up right through that website.
We'll put that website in the show notes. If you're someone that's never done any business with Evolve and you currently don't do any business with us and you just want to hear more about what we're doing, we've got, we can absolutely help you out with that too. And you can hit our contact us right on our Instagram, on our website. I'll put those links inside the show notes, but we would love to meet you and explore how we can help you. This is a great add-on bonus service that we are offering to our salons free of charge to help drive your business, because we want your business to thrive, because that's what makes our business thrive. And this partnership helps everybody just be more successful. So Tyler, thank you so much. Do you have any tea to spill about what we can look forward to in the Solve world? Anything new coming? What are we seeing? Anything? Any little teasers we can drop?
Yeah, so there's always new stuff coming from Solve. I would say, obviously, we have our boosters that are new, which have been incredibly well received from the market in helping to grow service and retail dollars and really tie that and marry those together. And then, obviously, within the Cove world, we've been talking about it for a long time, but the aerosol hairspray is right around the corner. Everything that we need is landed in-house. And now it's just about putting all of those components together for a April launch. So we're super excited.
I feel like
you
just told me stuff I already knew. I'm looking for some tea. Do you have any flavors that might be coming out in crisp that you can, maybe you can give us a hint of a scent, like a hint.
Sure. So we are actually, yes, also very, very diligently working on the next crisp collection. It is a ocean themed collection, and I'm super excited. I think that this is going to be probably the most well received collection to date. The fragrances are amazing. The themes are beautiful.
And, We've got some ocean. I didn't know that, so this is new to me. I did badger him, and I will always do that. And he was put on the spot. So ocean theme. So I can see some really cool displays set up in salons with this beautiful crisp packaging and this ocean theme. So,
and if Craig is listening, she had me hostage. I had to spill the tea.
Oh, Craig doesn't listen to stuff, so we don't even have to worry. Nope. No, he'll come on these, but no, he's not listening to stuff. So thank you so much, you guys, for tuning in. All the information and links will be in the show notes. And if you want to learn more, please, please, please click those links and we'll be happy to share.